This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver's mayor unveiled next year's budget proposal today. Denverite's David Sachs reports it aims to make up a significant gap.
Denver hasn't seen a revenue drop this bad since 1933. City officials project a loss of more than $400 million over this year and next, mainly due to shrinking sales taxes and tourism dollars because of the pandemic. Mayor Michael Hancock's proposed budget is $1.3 billion, and it mostly closes the gap by leaving over 400 government jobs unfilled. About half of those positions opened recently after the workers retired early with an incentive package. Hancock also plans to cut money from different departments. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Governor Polis warned today that coronavirus numbers are trending up, driven in part by college students.
We all are tired of the virus, but the virus is not tired of us. It's still here.
Meanwhile, the chancellor says CU Boulder needs to stop the recent rise in COVID cases immediately by wearing masks and social distancing. Positive cases shot up to 205 in the third week of classes, more than double the previous week. Officials say 70% of the current 300 confirmed positive cases live off campus. The Tavern League has dropped a lawsuit against the governor and state health officials, saying it's too expensive. The group wanted to block rules requiring bars to stop selling alcohol early. Governor Polis says inebriation leads to people letting down their guard against COVID-19. There will be haze along the Front Range overnight. This is CPR.